This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Rise on K Pulpit.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining us this afternoon on my program called Rise. I'm Renette Marburg, and I just want to encourage you this afternoon. You need to join us. We are going to be on Facebook shortly, Facebook Live, and please, I have a very special guest in the studio with me this afternoon, and she is Zanel Verena, and her and her husband, Toby, are of my favorite couples in ministry, but she has just stepped out into an amazing new venture recently called Homely Blessings Pty Limited, and it just says so much about them as a couple as well, and says so much about her. And she's been in ministry for many years, called from a very young age, but she's going to share a little bit about that later on. And then they were the founder of Crosspoint Family Consultants, and I often have Toby and Zanel on my programs because of what the workshops that they offer is so prevalent to family. But then they stepped out in 2023. She stepped out into this amazing, amazing business called Homely Blessings and launched it. But she's going to share that with us, and I hope you're going to be encouraged, because I'm sure we're all sitting with something in our hearts and something that we would love to do. But we need to step up and step out in faith. And as Zanel did exactly that. So thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Zanel. And I'm really looking forward to listening to your story.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you for this opportunity. And it's a celebration to come and just share what the Lord has done over the last 2 years.
I'm so looking forward to it. So we're going to play out with Because He Lives. Oh, it's one of my favorite verses in the Bible, as well as Matt Maher is going to be giving us that version of Because He Lives. Amen. And we will be joining Zanel straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Wow, thank you, listeners, and thank you for being with us again this afternoon. It's my first time in the new studios. We are so excited with the move, and we are here in the Bible Society building, and what a lovely anointed partnership we have with them, and we are really thrilled to be here. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, we are really going to be stepping into a lot of new. And, you know, I'm really titled this message today because we've just stepped up into the new. And I'm so grateful that I have Zanel, who and her husband are my favorite couples in the ministry, she's just stepped out into something new. So it's going to be very encouraging for me as well, and for us as well, just to hear her story. But I would love to encourage you, honestly, just to, we want you to encourage you wherever you are, whether you are in the car, at home, at the office, or in the gym, all you need to do is download the Cape Pulpit app, and it can be caught, you know, you can hear it anywhere. Enjoy your favorite programs and the best uplifting music in crisp digital sound. Simply visit the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store and search for the Cape Pulpit. Download the free app and enjoy live radio programs, podcasts, and even select the audio quality so that you can manage your data usage. Download the app today and have Cape Pulpit with you wherever you go. Cape Pulpit, from the word to your heart. And I can tell you now, it's so lovely. Even this podcast, you can go onto the app and you can find it there later on when you haven't maybe got time now. You want to hear this program, but you haven't got the time. You've got to go into the office or whatever and fetch your children or whatever. It's an opportunity for you to absolutely download the app, and you can follow and watch, listen to it at your leisure. And then I would love to invite you to a very special event that we have monthly. We have a Cape Pulpit Connect Breakfast. It's time for another monthly Cape Pulpit Connect Breakfast. And that means great food and coffee, but it's more than that. It's a morning of connection, collaboration, and purpose-driven networking. It's all happening on Tuesday the 25th. at Coffee Therapy at Willowbridge from 7:30 to 8:30. We're giving it to those that need to go and drop off children or whatever. Just come and have a cup of coffee first. But we start immediately at 8:30. And Johan Korenhof is an amazing testimony. I tell you now, I'm so encouraged by him and I cannot wait to host him. He's a successful business owner of The Real Consulting and Mentoring, is our guest speaker, and who will be sharing his captivating testimony of living life in victory in Christ after being given second chance in life. Bring your business cards and marketing material. Come and introduce yourself and enjoy a meaningful morning together. Join us on Tuesday 25th at Coffee Therapy, Willowbridge from 7:30. And RSVP, and that's moi, Renette at kpulpit.co.za. And you can WhatsApp me on 066-246-4716. And you cannot miss this. I can tell you now, you will be so inspired and so encouraged. And come and join us on the 25th of March. And we look forward to having you join us there. See you there. But now we're going to have Zinal share her beautiful testimony. Zinal, tell us, where have you come from and how far has your journey been thus far? And just, you know, your ministry and then suddenly coming into something corporate. Just give us a little bit of a background.
Thank you, Lynette. Thank you for the opportunity. It's difficult to put almost 50 years in context in a couple of minutes. But
you don't look as though you've been around 50 years.
Almost. I can tell
you look great.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I became born again when I was 11 years old and received a calling from the Lord on my life when I was 13 from Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And that moment significantly redirected everything in my life. So if I look back, that was the starting point, moving out of the old and moving into the new. Then I met Toby when I was 18. We got married 3 years later, so we got married very early. I always had a desire to grow, to become mature with my husband, not to get to a point and then get married. So the Lord heard that prayer. So we got married quite young, but there was so much of what the Lord had to do in us together that prepared us for what we would face in ministry and in life ahead, for which we are very grateful. So in the beginning of 2000, we received a very clear vision from the Lord in regards to family ministry. We were living in the Eastern Cape, and one morning we were sitting on our porch and we were praying for the town, Houghtonite, and the Lord gave us a visual picture of what family life looked like through a picture of what each building around us looked like. And again, that just redirected so many of my thoughts and expectations in ministry. From there on, We served in two congregations, and then later on we realized that God was calling us to specifically focus on marriages and on family life, blessing generations to come particularly. So we went into that. Served in a situation of faith where we had to trust the Lord for our income. We were a family of four back then, had to relocate from Durban to Cape Town, which was a huge adjustment for us. It's like, you know, taking your roots out and burn everything behind. So yes. There's no turning back. Moving into something completely different. I didn't even saw the house that we were going to move into before we left.
That must have been daunting.
Yeah, but the Lord was so faithful in all of that. The Lord added another child to our family. So we've got three wonderful children raising two generations at the same time. So we're never going to get old.
It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to keep you young.
Yes. And so then we started realizing that there's some things that the Lord gave us that we needed to put in a specific, I almost want to say package. So that's when we started with Crosspoint Family Consultants, because that was stuff that the Lord helped us to put together from our own experience in ministry and in family life, and just the mentors that sewed into our lives, and putting all of those things together. It was such a amazing experience, and you kind of feel a very big responsibility to be good stewards of
that. Yes, yes.
So that's when we started Crosspoint Family Consultants in the beginning of 2020 in February. And yeah, everybody knows what happened a month later. And with all the stress regarding financial challenges already in globally, 2020 had a huge impact on us in ministry as a family. We lost a lot of our support. Even during that time, we were serving 150 plus couples online on an online platform. But we realized that we needed to trust the Lord to open new ways for us, to open new channels of financial
resources, yes.
Resources for us. So we started praying about it, but it was a difficult process because being called for ministry is not something that you can put on the shelf and say, okay, I'll give attention to that later. If you've been,
you can't park it.
You can't park it. You can't run from it. If the Lord doesn't remove it, you can do anything.
You
it's not going
to
go.
Through it.
Yeah.
He says, I'll see you on the other side.
Yes, exactly. So it was a huge change that had to take place inside of us to That's prepare true. Us for this change. So in the beginning of 2022, I had my quiet time one morning, and by that time I didn't have coffee for almost 3.5 years because I felt sick every time I had coffee. So that morning I prayed and I said, Lord, it would actually be so nice to have a nice cup of coffee while I'm spending time with you. And within, I think it was about 2 days, I received a newsletter from another friend also in full-time ministry, and they were having a fundraiser and they were selling coffee. And just 2 months before that, I said to Toby one morning, maybe we should sell coffee to combine with one of the marriage courses that we were putting together. And I remember his face because he looked at me and he was like, you don't even drink coffee. Now you want to sell coffee. And yeah, 2 months later, I were praying this prayer. And then I saw this newsletter and I contacted our friend and I asked him if he think that this roastery will partner with us. And he said, of course, let me just send me a little video of what you're doing. And I will send it to them from my side also. Yeah, and then I had to wait because I'm more the introverted person. So there's no way I'm going to put a video together and send it to somebody about me presenting something. So I went to Toby because he's gifted in that area, yes, and I asked him to do that. And so we went from February straight through to September, October. He came to me one morning and he said, oh, yeah, you asked me to put a video together. What was it all about again? So for 9 months, I had to wait. And
imagine, hey, it was the timing.
It's terrible.
I got goosebumps.
It's terrible for a woman to wait that long. But yeah, God was working in me during that time. And so he put the video together, we sent it away, and it was just a godly connection that God made. So we started selling the coffee as a fundraiser for the ministry. And then the next year, 2023, in February, there was a situation that developed that actually just brought me to a point where I realized that after so many years in ministry, giving out, pouring out all the time, I got to a point where I almost burned out.
Yes, like it.
Yeah. Through lockdown, I carried my family through stuff, and it wasn't me, of course, because I've got notes in my Bible where I actually wrote it down so that I can remember how many times I didn't have the capacity to deal with situations that we were going through. And I asked the Holy Spirit, please empower me to go through this, to go through this valley, to go through this challenge and teach me while I'm going through this. We all just flesh and bones. And by the end of that February in 2023, this situation that came my way was just too much. But I remember waking up the next morning and saying to the Lord, if it wasn't for my relationship with you, if it wasn't for the fact that I knew that I knew that I knew you were here with me while this happened, I don't know where I would have been. So for 3 months, I stepped back from the ministry and I just focused on just recovering emotionally physically.
People do not realize it. It is essential.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are made up of three components. And if one of those areas gets strained, it affects the others. So again, like I said, you know, if it wasn't for my spiritual man that was fit and strong during that time, I don't know where I would have been. Mm-hmm. So I had the capacity to, from a spiritual perspective, stood back and, you know, evaluate
and
the situation.
And just refill and recharge.
And open myself to what the Lord wanted to pour in during mm-hmm. that time. And it was in that time that I broke away for 2 days to the Paarl, on a farm. And I remember when I were there, I were challenged with something, and this might sound weird to people, but being in ministry, you realize sometimes when you get become challenged by something spiritually, a dark force.
Yes, yes.
And that's course. What I experienced on that form. And I had to get to a point where I had to admit this and give the Lord an opportunity to just work with me. But I'll answer that in
yes,
the next question.
Yes, because this is now very important for us to know how did you recover and how did you merge eventually the whole, mm-hmm. you know, get into the whole slipstream of getting back on your feet yes. and personally and obviously with this new idea. So praise the Lord for that. We're going to listen to Everyone to Know by Bethany Dillon, and we will join Zanel straight after this because I think you're going to please stay with us. We're on Facebook Live right now, and I really want to encourage you, just stay with us, go and join us on Facebook, give your comments, and I can tell you now it's going to be a really a wonderful opportunity just to say, you know, how we can really depend on the Lord, and he gives us the instruction of how to, as long as we're obedient and we surrender everything to him. So let's listen to Bethany Dillon, Everyone to Know.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Hi there, everyone, and thank you for being with us still this afternoon. I have an amazing guest in the studio this afternoon, Zanel Verena from Homely Blessings, and she's got such a beautiful story. I've been smiling since the minute she started speaking on her journey, and, you know, we sometimes come into a calling, and then we get burnt out, and then God comes with something new. And he revives us and he gives us this instructions. You know, the Lord really gave me, actually, funny enough, I put it on my screensaver last night. He says in Psalm 38, verse 2, he says, I will teach you and guide you in the way you should live. Mm-hmm. Will watch over you with love. And, you know, this is just for me. Absolutely who he is. Mm. He comes and he tells us that he is with us and he's going to show us the way. So Zanel, tell us, how did you, after your epiphany and your time of rest, you know, from ministry and all that, what did the Lord birth in you then?
Yeah, well, so I was in Paarl that day, and I remember feeling this. It was almost like I was fighting something and I couldn't put my finger on it straight away, but I just realized I had to press into God's presence in that moment. So I anointed the room that I was in, and I went and I lay down on a carpet that was on the cement floor. And I remember praying and saying to the Lord, Lord, this is your operating table. I've been crying ever since I walked in here. And it's not that I was in a very dark place, but there was something that was wrestling against me.
Yes.
And I said to the Lord, so this is your operating table. And I am, like we would say in Afrikaans, ek is vrek bang.
Yes.
Om te gaan daar waar jy my wil vat.
Yes, and that is another thing that we wrestle with, hey?
Yeah. But I said to the Lord, but I am willing to follow you. I'm willing to walk through this with you. And if I have to go through this valley, and as soon as I started uttering this word out loud in that room, it felt like there was a tenacity that stood up in me. And I said to the Lord, if I have to go through this valley, then I want to get everything out of this valley that I can, because I don't want to come and visit this valley again. And I stood up from the ground and I took my Bible. It was open all the time that I were there, whether I was reading or not. I just left it open and just by way of saying to the Lord, I'm open to what you want to impart into me. And I took my Bible and I opened it, or it was open at Ezekiel 37, the Valley of the Dead Bones. And I read through it and I realized that I had to prophetically engage with the scripture. I had to really act upon what I was reading. And I started realizing that God had a conversation with Ezekiel in that valley.
Oh,
he took
yes.
him there and he had a conversation with him. So this wasn't just God displaying his power. He was inviting Ezekiel to take part in what he was about to do. And I realized, okay, Lord, I have to do something physically and emotionally. I didn't feel even like walking around the dam that was across from the room. So I didn't have any energy, but I realized that in that moment that I had to respond. I had to take a step of faith
and move.
And I had to be obedient.
Yes.
So I read through the scripture again and I started praying. I started speaking to the dead bones in the situation in my life. In the past, the Lord did set me free of things like suicidal thoughts and things like that. That was really the enemy, the spirit of death that were trying to get a hold of me. So I knew how to deal with this. And then I also spoke like the Lord said to Ezekiel, speak the breath of life, speak the life into these bodies. And I spoke those words over my life and I went back home, and only a week later, God revealed to me what I was wrestling against. And it was the spirit of death, because it was things that I could trace back during exactly the same time of year that happened way back in my life.
And a person's body has memory, hey?
It has memory
and
yes.
it just revisited you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think that was amazing to me to realize that I could have missed that in that valley. And I would have to face that spirit of death again if I didn't respond to the word that God was giving me that day. So I went back home and I just said to the Lord, now I'm just going to sit and listen to you. And I started writing things down about our lives, about ministry, about this whole NPC thing and just the sideline thing we were trying to do, and God birthed this whole vision about Homely in my heart. So I was writing down and I started talking to Toby and I started talking to my kids, and looking back now, I realized God revived a dream that he gave to me when me and Toby got married, just a year after we got married. So I'm still looking forward to the fullness of that dream.
Of course.
But
of
God
course.
Breathed life into that dream
yes.
that day. So, yeah. So to quickly fast forward, on the 14th of June, 2023, I officially started with Homely. So Homely was now a small business. And then last year, August, I registered it as a company.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so glad that Thanks. You took that big step. Hey?
Yeah. And it was amazing to see how God just brought people on my path that would just engage with this vision. And so there's many life lessons that I've learned through this process. And I know you've got another question. So
I'm going to tell you, yes. But now in these next few minutes, just give us a little bit of what does Homely Blessings look like? What are the products? Why did you go, from the coffee to what does it look like now?
Yeah, I was given an opportunity to bake some little biscuits or something for a church. And the lady asked me what I can do. And I listed four things. And the bottom one was shortbread, because I didn't want to bake the shortbread. So I was hoping she would choose one of the first three. And she came back and she chose the last one. So I was like, okay, Lord, I will do that. And I started baking the shortbread at the end of 2022. And I haven't stopped yet. And we've got eight different flavors now. But
incredible.
Even in that process, there was so much of what I was physically doing that God spoke into my spirit, lessons that I started learning. And through this, everything else, I just sensed that God was saying that Homely should be a platform where people can bring their gifts to the table. So imagine 10 different small businesses have to have like an online web store and all of those structural things to just get the business going.
Yes.
I mean, the amount of energy and resources that have to go into that
exactly.
is extreme. And some people are actually loaded with the stress and not really free to release what God wants to
do
through
them. Yes, actually embrace and enjoy what God has given
exactly.
you.
Exactly, especially people in the creativity area. Mm. So God challenged me to go and connect with a couple of women and ask them if they would be interested to be part of Homely. And the vision was to use what we have to create a place where people will get the message that God wants to be in our presence and He wants us to be in His presence. So everywhere these products are taken, we pray that the message will
Show
be
us.
That the message will be communicated, that it's an invitation of the Lord, that where we connect, we
Just
will
connect
with Him.
Just put this side of the camera for me, please. That's it.
This side.
Yes.
Okay, so this was one of our coffees. The Covenant Roast, and obviously the names are chosen.
I love it
because
Covenant Roast.
Yeah, because of the journey that the Lord has been with us. So it's Covenant the Dark Roast, and then Blessings the Everyday Roast, and then Elegance was the third one. That's the decaf roast. But it's amazing how many people enjoy this one. They say it doesn't taste like medicine. And then Grace, medium roast, and then organic roast is called Promise. So,
wow.
So we've got, you know, there's actually a story behind each and every
product. I can imagine.
The shortbread, we're releasing our Rusk range called Favorite now this week.
I love the
names. And wow. I've already received testimonies, even in the process of preparing the product, how the Lord has been working in people's hearts and changing things, speaking into identity and things like that. So none of these products doesn't have a story. It's not just something we
it's
sell.
Beautiful.
Every product tells a story. And it was amazing in the middle of last year. I was standing in church during worship, and the worship leaders led us in a song that declares the majesty and just God's reigning over things. And I felt that the Lord challenged me to speak this over certain areas in our lives. And as the moment when I started praying and declaring that over Homely as a business, I started remembering how products were taken to different parts of the country. Now, remember, I was called out of Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And I counted that morning. It was exactly a year after this vision was started.
Can you believe?
And
God's
that
timing.
Morning, there was 12 countries that I could remind myself of where the Lord took these products in 1 year. So on average, every month, one of our products reached some country in on the globe.
Can you believe?
And that's just God's, that's just the way He works.
Well, I'm going to make a deal now today. I'm going to buy one. It's going to Belgium in
Praise
this next
Lord,
week.
Thank you.
I'm definitely buying one of those so we can take it to Belgium.
Amen.
So, a friend of mine is going, and I'd love to send something for her to take to her family.
Thank
That's
you.
Beautiful. And I mean, you know, just these are beautiful gifts. I mean, can
yeah.
you imagine just giving somebody and you under the covering of this beautiful Covenant coffee and you're just drinking coffee? I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell us everything about it in the after this break we're going to have. And one of my favorite colleagues, we are so loved and so proud of her, Philippine, is going to sing Armed and Dangerous. And she has won awards for these, like, unbelievable what the Lord has done with this track. And we're going to listen to Armed and Dangerous. We're going to join Zanel straight after this.
Rise on Cape Pulpit.
Oh my goodness, I love that track. I tell you now, it gets me going every single time. I used to play it at a time that I needed to be armed and dangerous when I was going through stuff. So that was Philippine, and she's one of our precious colleagues, and she has a beautiful program called Coffee Date. But I still want to encourage you, please join us on the 25th of March. We have an amazing breakfast with an incredible guest. It's time for, you know, our monthly Cape Pulpit Connect breakfast, and that means good food and coffee, but it's more than that. It's a morning of connection, collaboration, and purpose-driven networking. It's all happening on the 25th of March on Tuesday at Coffee Therapy in Willowbridge from 7:30 to 8:30. Come and have your first cup, and if you need to drop the children off, you'll still be on time. So we started 8:30, but we're having Johan Quirinoff, a successful business owner of Be Real consulting and mentoring, and he's our guest speaker, and he will be sharing his captivating testimony of living life in victory in Christ after being given a second chance in life. Bring your business cards and marketing material, come and introduce yourself and enjoy a meaningful morning together. Join us on the 25th of March at Coffee Therapy, Willowbridge, from 7:30 onwards, and RSVP, and that is me, Renette at Cape Pulpit. You can email us, .co.za. You can email me and reserve your place. We need to know by the 24th as we, for catering purposes, or you can WhatsApp me on 066-246-4716. And we're on Facebook. Our advert's on Facebook if you want to know how to pay. The banking details are on there and on our website. So please join us. It will be lovely to meet you and spend the morning with you. And but we have an incredible guest. So if you haven't joined us, we are live on Facebook right now. And Zanel's just going to give us really a bit of background on her journey of who the Lord was in this time, as well as what tips that she can possibly give us, some pointers that can possibly help us to be encouraged to maybe start something ourselves. So just give us a bit of background, Zanel. Thank you so much for your beautiful product.
Thank you. I think to me it was a kind of a natural transitioning into what the Lord has opened for me in the last 2 years. It's very difficult, but I had to give the Lord opportunity to just reveal to me the things that I wasn't seeing 2 years ago. So one thing that I want to encourage people to do is to really find out, obviously from a biblical perspective, what the meaning of your name is. Because in understanding your name, you get to understand things like vision, the mandate that the Lord is giving you, the authority that comes with what the Lord calls you to do. So there's many times that I would go back to my names, and it's interesting how many times the Lord will reveal something that I didn't see the previous time.
And your name is quite unusual, hey?
Yeah, I actually have three names. So right. Yeah, so the Lord, I think sometimes he thought, well, maybe you're not going to get it the first time or the second time, so let me help you with the third time. So yeah, but that's a whole new topic into, but that is really key in understanding what your role is. And then secondly, I think to understand also that what is inside of you need to be planted into a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And that was what I was struggling with in the beginning, because I was already feeling overloaded with what I had to deal with. Now I'm writing this vision down and I said to the Lord, but I can't do this and this and this and this. And it was almost like he was sitting next to me and kind of just telling me, I didn't tell you to do all of that. I just asked you to write down the vision. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to use other people to do this. And it's amazing to see how that is coming into fruition. So I think we sometimes have a narrow perspective.
And we limit God.
And then we limit
God. Ourselves. Mm.
So I think that was the one thing that I had to really be stretched into understanding. Lord, I need to receive the vision. But I mean, anything we receive from the Lord is way too big for us to completely understand. So it's kind of, we shouldn't be surprised when the Lord is telling us something. We should just be willing to receive that. And then we can start stepping out into obedience and faith. And I always tell anybody that gets involved with Homely Blessings, I'm telling them we're walking on two legs, faith and obedience. So yeah, the rest of this stuff is, and I think that's a different perspective to things that we see in the world. There's always a lot of planning and structures and guarantees and all of that, but I accepted the fact that there's nothing of that. God will put the right structures and stuff in place, but he's asking us to walk on two legs, faith and obedience.
Wow.
And then the other thing is just that I write the word down, ask, but with a C, not with a K. And this was kind of the process I would follow all through this journey, is first to acknowledge where I am in any situation, and especially when I started with this journey, because Jesus, I mean, the Bible is full of testimonies where Jesus as a person met people where they were right there.
Exactly.
He didn't call them from this valley over to the other valley. It was like he met them where they were. He could relate to what they were going through. So when we are overwhelmed, when we feel that we're going through a valley, when we're moving through change and it's too overwhelming, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that Jesus can meet us just there where we are.
Amen.
With all our brokenness, with all our sin, with all our challenges, with all our questions, nothing will overwhelm him. But that's the best place to start. And then also to hear from him, to be open to hear from him, and then to start acting, to act in obedience, to step out into faith. And that's a daily process. It's not just when I'm in the valley. It's not just when I'm going through a challenge. It should be consistent, because by the time you get into the valley, you will acknowledge and hear his voice clearly. You will realize when he's talking to you. But if that is the only time you're listening for him, there's going to be a lot of voices that's speaking to you, and you're not going to know which voice is his voice. And then the S is for seek. I realized from the very beginning that I received the gift. God revealed that to me. I received the gift of entrepreneurship, but I didn't have any training or skill.
Or anything like that. So he equipped you.
Anything. But to seek him in that brings the wisdom and the insight and the knowledge and the training.
And he teaches you. Like in 38
yeah.
verse
20. And then the last one is C for courage. Takes courage to step out.
Mm.
You have to look for confirmation. You have to keep cataloging things. Because, again, when you go through a journey like this, a lot of things is happening, but you have to take
trial and
moments
error.
Here and there and just write everything down. It's not just the daily bookkeeping and all the structures and stuff that needs to be in a order. You also have to write the stuff that the Lord is doing down. Because, again, when you go through a difficult time, when you look back, it's almost like putting a ultraviolet light over that journey, and you can see the fingerprints of
Amen.
God jumping out
Amen.
All
Amen.
Over that journey. But if you don't take the time to write it down, you're not going to be able to see that. And then in this whole journey to stay in connection with really with the core relationships. For me, it was my relationship with the Lord. Secondly, it was my covenant relationship with my husband, understanding what covenant means and to understand that is a foundational relationship from where I could go and do
things. And your strength could come from.
Yeah, and I'm encouraged and supported, and somebody's got my back. My family, a community of believers around you,
yes.
all of those people
Amazing.
Help. But by stepping out in faith and obedience, you also adding to their lives. And that's where God makes connections that we can actually write books about, things that happened that we didn't plan, but he makes it happen because it's in the context of what God had in mind. So, yeah, it's actually very simple, but we struggle to sometimes just live it out,
apply it. Hey? Mm. So really, I am so encouraged by your story. It's just given me such a good start, because I'm also starting something new in ministry as well. So it's really encouraged me just to step up and know that the Lord is going to show me the way. And he's already opening doors and really blessing me in certain areas. And I just see his hand on your life. And may the Lord just continuously use you and Toby for his kingdom and his glory, that you go from success to success in all your endeavors, and then the Lord will just take you upwards and forwards from this day onwards, and continuously do the most beautiful work that you do for his purpose and for the love of people. And so may the Lord just continuously bless you, Zanel. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Really, honestly, family, friends, pluck up the courage, seek the Lord. Mm. And when I don't use the word stress anymore, you're stretched, which I loved the way you used it. Because when we're stretched, we ask the Lord to give us the capacity to cope with it. Mm. And then he does. Mm. And he does, and he shows us the way. So family, friends out there, take care, look after yourself, stick to the rules, and love each other, and really go out and look for opportunities. Just go. Go. The Lord says move, and he will come alongside you. Thank you, Zanel, for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Wonderful. Okay, guys, we'll see you same time this time next week, same place, and take care. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.